This podcast brought to you by Aviation Consumer Magazine, the consumer resource for pilots and aircraft owners.
This is Jeff Van West reporting from AirVenture 2016, and I'm standing at the Open Airplane booth with Rod Radick. Now, Rod, you started Open Airplane. You're one of the co-founders. You started 3 years ago with six locations, if I remember. It's 3 years later. Where does Open Airplane stand?
Now, Open Airplane has 97 locations across the U.S. We just crossed 350 aircraft available in our network. 12,000 pilots have signed up to fly with us across the U.S. and from overseas.
That's quite a bit of growth. How many airplane operations does that represent? Do you have those numbers?
So the number of operations is growing as we continue to grow the network. The more aircraft we add, the more locations, the more pilots sign up and fly. So we've continued to grow that steadily throughout that time.
So tell me, how does the process work if someone wants to sign up with Open Airplane? How does the whole end-to-end process work?
Open Airplane offers the universal pilot checkout. The UPC does three things for the pilot. It resets the clock on their flight review. It earns them up to a 10% discount on their renter's insurance and gives them access to the same make model aircraft at our locations across the U.S.
Now, you mentioned renter's insurance and access to aircraft, so sort of a two-part question here. Is renter's insurance required? That would be the first part.
You don't need to have renter's insurance in place to fly your UPC checkout. You do have to have a base level of renter's insurance in place for a solo rental. We want to make sure that both the planes and the pilots are protected.
Okay, and then how about once I've gotten my checkout, what's the process? How do I get an airplane when I'm traveling?
Well, that's where the magic happens. Once you have a UPC, you can go online, find the aircraft that you want to fly, review the local procedures for the operator you want to fly at, book the reservation online, and when you show up, the operator would typically ask you if you have any questions, hand you the keys and the clipboard, and walk you out to the airplane.
So, a full disclosure here, I've actually used Open Airplane and did some work for Aviation Consumer, wrote an article about it. I had two fantastic experiences, and I had one rather terrible experience. And we talked about that, and I was actually impressed with how Open Airplane handled it. But why don't you tell me what happens? How do people judge whether this is going to be a fantastic airplane or whether it might be something that they want to think twice about actually flying, because these are airplanes all over the country?
Sure. So we do have a base level of service where every aircraft that is in the Open Airplane network has been within 100 hours of its last inspection from a mechanic. So we're compliant with all those regulations. More importantly, we have a reputation system. Every time a pilot flies with Open Airplane, they rate and review the aircraft that they just flew, give it star ratings for airframe, avionics, and that way you have a lot of detail that you've never had before if you're going to rent away from your home base that lets you make a good decision on what you want to fly. So there may be a well-worn trainer somewhere that is perfect when you want to just go fly around the pattern and get recurrent, because you're away from home and maybe you have a free afternoon. On the other hand, you might want to have something fancy and have a great interior and a more updated avionics stack because you're taking someone important flying. And so we've solved the problem that pilots have always had, because airplanes have personalities and there's a whole broad spectrum of levels of service. We've solved that with our reputation system. The aircraft, the operators, and the pilots all have reputations on our platform, and that really makes the whole system work better.
So you mentioned diversity of airplanes. Now that you've got approaching 100 airplanes in the network, what kinds of equipment do you have?
So we have 33 different types of aircraft in the system today. Everything from two-seat tail draggers to light twins. 17 locations across the U.S. offer Cirrus aircraft available for rent on demand. We have 352 aircraft in the network today. Now, a lot of those are Cessna 172s.
And so what about how I'm going to use the airplane? If I'm just a VFR pilot, you know, do I need go through all the same kind of checkout procedures as someone who's dealing with advanced avionics on a Cirrus and wants instrument privileges? What about mountain flying? I mean, now you're traveling all over the country. How do you handle that?
Sure. So if you're a Cirrus pilot, you have a special power, because if you're current with the factory authorized training program, the Cirrus Approach, which we've been integrated with, we can offer you rental in the same Cirrus aircraft just because you've flown in the last 6 months and done the standardization that the factory authorizes and recommends. So now you don't have to do a second or special checkout just to rent with Open Airplane. If you're current with the factory program in Cirrus, you're ready to fly. Now, we do have an instrument checkout that you can add to the typical Universal Pilot checkout, which would be a VFR only. So a VFR UPC will be about an hour on the ground with the instructor, about 90 minutes in the airplane. It's your typical flight review, but now it's pass-fail to the PTS. We also have a mountain flying checkout that you can add additionally to that if you're flying at an airport that has terrain and is high altitude, to help you be prepared to fly at high altitude airports above 5,500 feet. And again, that's something that you can tack on, as well as multi-engine.
Are there any other groups that get like a special discount besides the Cirrus, or are they the only ones who get to be special?
Well, the other big group of pilots is Civil Air Patrol. So the Air Force Standardization Evaluation Program is really what we based Open Airplane's doctrine on. We know that, you know, having a pilot demonstrate proficiency just to the PTS every 12 months lowers the accident rate by 60%. And that's really what makes the insurance work here. It really makes the doctrine of having proficient and safe pilots. Well, the Civil Air Patrol pilots can use their Form 5 check ride they do with the Air Force Auxiliary, and they can use that to rent anything that they're current to fly for CAP, they can rent in our network. All they have to do is sign up and get us their credentials, but they can use their Form 5 in lieu of a Universal Pilot checkout.
Anything new for Open Airplane that you're announcing at the show or have put out recently?
Well, this is a big one. So Open Airplane started 3 years ago with the mission, we're going to make everyone's pilot certificate more valuable. This week, we're rolling out a new product called Fly Auto, Fly OTTO, and it works just like Open Airplane. But now it's going to make every airport more valuable. Fly Auto gives travelers access to legal Part 135 charter aircraft on demand.
So how would that work, just in a nutshell here?
If you go to flyauto.com on any device, a smartphone, a tablet, or a desktop computer, it asks you two questions. Where would you like to be picked up, and where would you like to go? We'll draw you a map, figure out how long of a trip it is, and then give you a choice of aircraft that fly at different speeds, have different number of passenger seats available, and in real time, immediately give you the price of what it will cost to charter the trip. We know that general aviation is a great way to get places that otherwise would be 4 to 6 hours in the car. The airlines are fantastic at hub-to-hub travel, but they're terrible at spoke-to-spoke trips. We want to give everyone access to the same magic power that we have in general aviation as pilots at the push of a button. And so when you go to flyauto.com, it asks, where would you like to be picked up and where would you like to be dropped off? We'll immediately price the trip and give you options on different aircraft that are all operated under Part 135 by on-demand air carrier service providers, but they are piston and turboprop airplanes. We're not doing jets yet, because we're creating a consumer brand that gives people access to a much broader level of choices in travel.
Okay, so backing up just a moment, they know the Fly Auto part. How would they find out more about Open Airplane?
So Open Airplane is available on a smartphone, on a tablet, on a desktop computer. Just go to openairplane.com. You can sign up for free. You can create an account, and you can sign up for that Universal Pilot checkout and get more value out of flying, more value out of that pilot certificate anytime online. Here at the show, we're excited to be having our first booth at Oshkosh. We're in Hangar D in Row A at booth number 4154. Look for the tall Open Airplane sign. We'd love to come have you come and meet us, and if you sign up to fly with us, we'll even give you a t-shirt.
This is Jeff Van West reporting from AirVenture 2016.
This podcast brought to you by Aviation Consumer Magazine, the consumer resource for pilots and aircraft owners.